Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ron in New Jersey finds the money pit on WABC, and you want to talk siding. How can we help?
Hi. Yeah, I have a 100-year-old house, which has asbestos siding on the outside.
Okay.
And we're right on the ocean, pretty much, and it seems very hardy. And I've even seen a new house being put up that uses similar, probably cement base, but...
Yes, it's called hardy plank.
You know, it's not the most appealing to look at, but yet I'm wondering, is it something that should be taken off and redone, or...
Well, is it in good condition, or is it falling apart? The siding itself, not the paint job.
The siding itself seems fine.
You know, cement asbestos shingles are not organic, so they don't rot. They tend to grow a little mildew over time, and they need to be cleaned and repainted. But they are a terrific choice for a home that's on the ocean that has a lot of salt exposure and things like that. So I see no reason to tell you to take those off. You can simply, you know, prime them, and paint them, and they will last indefinitely. You know, asbestos shingles.
And we have them on my house, and they're not so bad to look at.
No, cement asbestos actually used to be used for a long time in the 40s and 50s as a roofing shingle.
Right.
For pitched roofs. And they never leaked. They just got kind of gray and yucky looking, so people ended up pulling them off from time to time.
Replacing them at that point.
Oh, okay, I see.
In terms of the asbestos risk, there really is none because it's
unless
held inside of a cement.
Unless you're breaking them up and releasing the insides to the air.
I think people blow it more out of proportion than it really is. They just hear asbestos.
Well, in this particular case, the asbestos is held inside of a cement binder, so unless you break them up by removing them,
yeah,
as Leslie said, then you're not going to have an exposure risk. So I think that you should keep them and just maintain them.
Okay, well, thank you very much, both of you. I really appreciate the advice. Very helpful.
You're welcome, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.